Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, it's the One Show. I'm John Holmes, and this is part two of this week's edition, the last of 2018 and the last in the series, which will continue momentarily from exactly and precisely where part one stopped. If you haven't heard part one of this ep, why not go back so that this part two makes sense? Please subscribe and rate and review too, because it's Christmas, although a podcast is for life, of course. Please don't drown this podcast in a bag in the canal on Boxing Day. Picking up exactly where we left off yesterday, this is the One Show Show. My guests on the One Show Show sofas this week from Top Flight Time Machine, Sam Delaney and Andy Dawson and Mark Haynes. The episode with Samantha Bond and Amanda Abingdon. Did you see this one?
No.
Okay.
No.
They entered in a, what you thought the snow was weird with Chris Evans. They entered trumpeters, you know, the royal courtiers with obviously fake trumpets and banners and royal stuff just to get them into the studio. Yeah. I mean, it was so over the top. Mm. But again, I just accepted it because that's.
Does anyone look at those bits and go, that actually is made for a very special show?
Fucking
just
great.
Put them on the sofa. Put them on the fucking sofa.
Let them wander in with no fanfare.
No music.
Do you know what I mean? Just like
silence.
All you can hear is their footsteps.
As no applause. As all of the audience turn their backs on them. like they're Hirohito.
There was a film in this one as well that was almost exactly a year old, and the reason we knew that is because last year the One Show crew went to follow people who work on Christmas Day. And so it was all, you know, there was a midwife. And they filmed her at home, sort of leaving, going bye to her family, who didn't answer her. Then obviously made her say, you know, something crazy. She said, "Don't forget to take the pigs in blankets round to Grandma's." Nothing from the rest of the house. She just thought, "What's that?" She's only got one house with one level in it. Then there was a taxi driver who was jovial, ferrying people about. So the One Show, and it was all these a million people. The statistic work on Christmas Day, and then they went to an oil rig. But this is where my handbrake turn of the week came in. Because it wasn't in the show, it was in a film. So they were talking to this taxi driver, and in the back of the cab was a dentist, okay, who was off for Christmas, but the taxi driver's crap chat was just, "Oh, dentist, I like dentists." And then the voiceover went, "Although there's no drilling today for the dentist, out on the North Sea oil rigs." And then it just cut to this oil rig party where people who work in a massively dangerous environment over Christmas were all getting pissed on Peroni in a canteen on an oil rig. It was spectacular.
There are plenty of other passengers in need of a Christmas carriage.
What do you do during the day?
I'm a dentist.
Are you?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I like dentists.
Although there's no drilling today for this dentist, out on the North Sea there's plenty, as oil rig worker Luke Stoltman and his colleagues spent Christmas located 80 miles off Shetland.
There is, again, that's like the entrances, isn't it? The sort of going, it's a dentist, oil, drill, do the link. It's a link that no one at home will either think is clever or funny.
Or pick up on, because you only see it for a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and
I'm
shit.
Surprised they don't explain it like they did those other things in the VT. If we can just stop there. The reason we've done this, just to be clear,
just to make it,
they are very different types of drill.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they do share in common the word drill.
Yeah, and in many ways the function is similar. I just wanted to mention in this episode, this was Tuesday's, because there was just an awful thing that happened. So they you remember a while ago they did a film about these ticket resale websites.
Yeah.
Okay. So the baddie of the bunch is Viagogo, I think, who didn't turn up for their parliamentary select committee hearing, and the One Show reported on it. Follow-up film. And a guy had bought some tickets to see the specials, all right, and he'd paid over the odds for them, and he'd tried to get a refund from the company and couldn't. He talked about this and how much money he'd lost and everything else, and he'd managed to buy some other tickets because they'd been told by the venue that the tickets he'd bought originally weren't valid.
Right.
So he'd been ripped off and he couldn't get his money back. So he bought some proper ones, loads of money, but at least they were proper tickets. And then they said, well, we've got a little surprise for you. On the presenter's phone was a video of Horace from the specials.
Right? Horace Panther.
Right?
Why must the kids fight among themselves? Yes, that's right. It's me, Horace from the specials.
And they said, well, we look forward to, said Horace, we look forward to seeing you down the front. And I was like, that's it? No. Have some free ticket. No, we'll give you the money. No backstage pass. No, meet the specials. No.
This makes
we look
it
forward
worse.
To seeing you down the front.
In the audience.
And you'll have to make your own way down there.
So I've got a little surprise for him.
There's someone who wants to see you down the very front, right?
Richard, it's Horace from the specials. Really bummed that you've had all this with the tickets. But, hey, looking forward to seeing you in Brixton. I'll be the one standing next to the drummer.
Fantastic. Amazing. That's brilliant.
Ah, that was a nice surprise for him,
lovely,
wasn't it?
The least you could have done is give the guy some free tickets.
I know.
Or a backstage pass. And it cuts back to the studio, Alex goes, oh, what a nice surprise.
Well,
not really.
No.
Not really. It could have been much nicer.
Horace, Jim will fix it ever.
Do you want to end it, Horace, by saying, you know, so that's something specials that we've done.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't want to say that, no. Okay, let's think. Just think, I hope you turn up so it won't be a ghost town.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Haunted by dead children.
Yeah.
I've got a message for you, Andrew.
Even that would have been fine.
No, I'm not prepared to say any of these things.
No.
Okay, well, in that case, just say what feels right. All right, look forward to seeing you at the front. Bye.
This episode, Alex kept losing her voice as well.
Yeah.
That sort of got progressively over the week. Wednesday, she had
a problem. Yeah, I found that quite erotic.
Did you?
Oh, it's loud over here.
It is, Andy. Welcome to the last Wednesday One Show before Christmas. With Matt Baker.
And with Alex Jones. And we are in a celebratory mood tonight.
Indeed.
It was like she was really struggling. Not that I find a woman struggling a turn off.
Hear the sound of a backpedalling man.
What I mean is, she was just husky, wasn't she?
She was very husky. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
We had a Christmas miracle, didn't we?
What?
With Alex Jones.
Oh, we did have a Christmas miracle. We haven't talked about this, have we?
No, we've held it back solely because it seems like a special show because it's Christmassy. But we, better than a virgin birth, we managed to get contact with Alex Jones regarding this show.
We did. Regarding this podcast. So a man messaged me on Twitter. I think he works for the BBC or whatever, because he messaged me and he said, I just thought you'd need to know this. I was in a lift with Alex Jones from The One Show at the BBC. Mm. And the lift journey was too long and it was awkward, but I'm a big fan of the podcast. And it said, so I had to ask her.
So
if she knew of it, and I said,
I thought I'd make things more awkward.
Yeah. Do you know of the podcast called The One Show Show? And apparently she just said, oh yes, I do. It's hilarious.
Oh,
so
that's fantastic.
She could be listening to all of your swearing today, Sam, and getting
that's
off on
right.
it.
That's all right. Yeah, she won't mind that at all, I wouldn't imagine. And I also backpedaled successfully.
Yes,
I should imagine if you ask Matt Baker if he enjoys this, he'll say, no, they're fucking cocks.
Next question.
I'm more and more convinced that there's one really negative thing written on iTunes about this show, a one-star thing, and the language is exactly how I imagine Matt Baker would write an iTunes review.
They're not talented. They're not fun. What have they ever done in their lives? I was a gymnast. Oh, yeah, by the way, they made mention of gymnast. Is this just a thing? Because I didn't know he was a gymnast.
He's the voice of
there's
BBC's
something you've learned
gymnastics.
This week,
yeah, but he was a teen gymnast. Okay, another one to add to
Matt
that BBC.
Baker, teen gymnast.
No one to add to the Scouts houseboat, yeah. DJ, team gymnast.
Bear Grylls are saying, well, I have team gymnasts everywhere I go.
And Chris, you're very involved in some vague sense, in a mysterious sense, in the team gymnast world, aren't you? Yeah, I've got a badge. I've got a badge. Wait a minute, I've got a badge.
It'd be good if Chris Evans's badge had been one that just said boob inspector.
No, sorry, wrong badge.
I've not seen one of those badges for years, but they used to be all around.
What, boob is better? Be what, from the Midwives Society or something?
These are just ones that kids would wear, and they'd have like a thing and they'd flash it on the inside and they'd go, all right, girls, I'm a boob inspector. Like it was official.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Mondays, did anyone see Mondays with Jimmy Carr?
No, sorry. No.
I saw a bit of it.
Yeah.
Who was on with Jimmy Carr?
It was Jimmy Carr, and it was an actress who is in a new drama about slavery. And you know, I think we mentioned this on last week's show, when two people who've got radically opposing things to plug are on the sofa, and it's always a bit awkward.
Yeah, that's
and
great,
if
yeah.
And this was Sharon Duncan Brewster, her name is. She's in a slavery drama for BBC Two, harrowing, about the history of UK slavery and the role that played. We played in that as a country, and she got really nervous. She tried to explain it, but she got the dry mouth.
Yeah,
and she just genuinely just went, "Oh, I'm really sorry. It's really weird being on live television. I don't, I'm really struggling." Matt and Alex did fuck all to help her. And
well,
Jimmy Carr,
shape up, because we haven't got. You were told what was going to happen, so I've got no sympathy.
Jimmy Carr, who'd been being Jimmy Carr about everything with jokes that are quite near the and then you go. And then all of a sudden, this one's talking about slavery, and you could see him straining at the bit. It was like, but then he stepped in and helped her out
by
doing that distraction thing of just going to, well, it's an amazing story, this, isn't it? And it sort of relaxed her.
Yeah.
And he took
all the presenting duties of the show.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
We follow July moving from her childhood all the way through her life, and what happens is you see the truth, the reality of what it is to be a house slave and also a field slave and working with the British colonial... My mouth is just gone. This is so weird being on live television.
It's a really interesting thing, though, isn't it? Because it's like it's an untold story. It's like you always think, like when you see films about slavery, it tends to focus on America, and people don't talk about the British involvement in it.
Absolutely.
And how, because we gave it up, 50 years before America, it's like there's no blood on our hands. It's extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, even that clip, it's like it's a heartbreaking thing to even start to think about.
It definitely is. I mean, the abolition of slavery was in 1833, and
but it was.
How nice to see a middle class white man speaking for a young black woman. How nice for that voice to be the one that talks over hers.
Yeah, he did tell her he was a boob inspector.
Reached for his badge.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was in this one as well. And the way they introduced it, they said, we've got two cars that make distinctive sounds on the show today. One, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, going. Pff, 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 and then the other one, Jimmy Carr, going, ha, 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 that laugh he does.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Now, tonight we are featuring two of the country's most famous cars.
We are. Now, both of them can be identified by the unique sounds they make.
Yeah.
One of them, well, sounds a bit like this.
Yeah.
And the other one sounds a bit like this. So
they have a thing with comics where they go, he'll be something funny. Yeah. Let's pick on the one thing that people who are dickheads on Twitter pick up on those comics.
Yeah,
and they did it with Dara O'Brien with going air, and they made Dara O'Brien in a tiny little like inset photo listen to 2 minutes of just him going air, air, air. And he sat there going, you fucking stitch me right up.
Well, we would like to say that Dara here is killer, no filler. But this suggests otherwise. Look at this. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's such a route one. Mm. If I said to my dad, think of something funny to say Jimmy Carr, he'd go, what's wrong with your fucking laugh? That's who's booking the one show. But that ended that show with a bit of CGI magic.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. They ended it just with a shot of BBC Broadcasting House and the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car taking off and flying towards you.
Oh, no.
But they've basically done it by cutting out a picture of the West End Chitty Chitty Bang Bang poster, and it just got bigger. So it was the sort of thing that you would do on your first attempt at going, how do I do CGI? And that came out on the prime time BBC
show. Phone apps that do that better.
Oh, yeah, by a long hauling. Yeah. Again, one of those things that you look at and you go, it would have been more impressive if you hadn't done that, because doing it made you look really fucking basic.
But here's the weird thing. At the beginning of this show, there was a whole Chitty Chitty Bang Bang film with Giles Brandreth driving a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car. Right?
To heaven.
As he likes to do. He's dead.
You've got to watch the clips he's done on that, where he talks to elderly women about what they hope to see in heaven. Oh, so he's done it with June Whitfield and Baroness Trumpington. And Baroness Trumpington died 2 weeks after it.
Ooh.
And it opens with him going, so, but Miss Trumpington, you're in heaven. Not really.
Except you are now.
But he was it. They shot this, and it was a good film. So he was driving around, and then they did the whole Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song, filmed round the country with... it was a bit like, you know, in Monty Python's Meaning of Life, the whole sperm is sacred.
Yeah.
You know, streets full of people. Yeah. They did that, but with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And shops, hairdressers, dentists, everywhere around the country. Mm. And it was really good.
That funny noise she's making... She's talking. All engines talk to you, especially when you get to know them. And I'm on a phantasmagorical journey to do just that.
And they put money in there because they flew the car, and they got a drone shot to make it look like the car was looking down, and all this kind of stuff. And I was really impressed with it, and it came together really well, and they were guests who'd been on the one show had joined in, so they'd filmed it across the year and all this. And it was a really good bit.
Why?
I don't know.
Hi guys, Angelos Epifemiou here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen, because it's such great stuff.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!
The weigh-in was, it's 50 years since the film, but a couple were on the show that Jimmy Carr had to talk to as well. The bloke had built a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as a present for his wife, and they'd driven to Australia from Britain in it.
This is the British people, isn't it? Yeah. In all their glory.
Yeah.
Building their own fictional car and then driving
from
in.
From Britain to Australia.
As far away from your house as possible.
With the ideas meetings behind the scenes at the one show, which is something I'm sure you've speculated about a lot before, is like, who's involved and what are the parameters? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not topical or anything. So they go, so the boss says, right, everyone gather on a daily basis and bring your ideas. Mm. And anyone can can bring anything, and someone just goes, what about something on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? And they just go, yeah, great, do some more digging on that, next idea.
Eric Bristol.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
The Smurfs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not so much the Smurfs, they're not British, for one thing.
Dr. Snuggles, yes.
Yeah. Corned beef.
Oh, very much so.
People who get
too hot. I
think I
said yes to everything. Wow, another successful meeting. All go on your merry way. And here is a budget of £1 million for each of your stories. Because remember, even if there is no story, as long as you have loads and loads of unnecessary production value, no one will notice. That is the essence of it, isn't it?
It is exactly
from the
right.
entrance to the fucking like drone shots and all that other shit, it's like nothing is happening,
yeah.
but we will distract the elderly people watching with all sorts of hoopla.
It looks
and
like
hopefully
TV.
We'll get to the end without anyone noticing. That's it. That's
Alan Carr with no guests.
Because even at the beginning, when they had Chris Evans and Bear Grylls sat there, I thought there was a reason, but there wasn't. Like, they came on, and I thought that they're either there for a reason, like maybe they're promoting something or something like that, or it must start with something where there's a regular item, or at least an interview. But they literally just had an awkward sort of, like, quite a prolonged exchange of small talk with each other.
Yeah.
And then said, anyway, the NHS... That's
well,
good.
Evans was there to sort of do a PowerPoint presentation on quarters 1 through 4 next year in Chris Evans Inc. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know why Grylls was there. I've got a thing about Bear Grylls that really sticks in my craw and I can't get past it. I read an interview with him a few years ago and he said, I never call it an alarm clock because I figure that's negative. I call it an opportunity call.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Also, there was a bit on this show as well about advent running. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, fuck it. Which was all about people who go, oh, I actually spent December getting up at 5:30 and doing a bloody jog.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point they were like, oh, write a poem to inspire other people on Facebook to do this. These people are fucking lunatics. Lunatic. Yeah. I saw a woman on Christmas Day last year at 8 in the morning jogging down my high street, you know. Take a fucking day off.
Yeah.
It's Christmas,
and it was an advent thing as well, so behind each door you had a different jogger on this thing. And the opening of the doors just drove me to sweets. it didn't make me want to go out and jog or anything
Someone was saying, oh, I had 2.5 hours sleep last night, but I got up because I need to do my run before going into work at 5:30.
That's your fucking problem, mate.
This is not a life. Yeah. This is not. There was a really good Glenn Moore gag on Twitter the other day where he was saying, if I was a billionaire, the first thing I'd be doing in all my interviews is telling all my potential rivals the secret of success is getting up at 4 a.m. It really felt like that to me, where these people were like, oh, this is so awful, but what I'm going to be doing about it is being slightly passag virtuous to you, because I'm actually suffering and you're just sitting there like a big fucking fat, just a disgusting sack of fucking shit. And I just thought, for all of them, I thought, I just hope on Christmas morning you have a massive heart attack. All of you.
What a cheery.
That's what you deserve.
Lovely Christmas.
Giles Brandreth's heaven with Huxley the ghost baby. That's where you need to be like.
My golden moment of Wednesday's show, was it Wednesday or Thursday's?
Wednesday.
No, Wednesday, yeah. The Evans one, was they're talking to Chris about his life and he just said something like, life is sweet, touch wood, tapped his head, and he's talking about going with the flow and all this kind of thing, and talking about the Radio 2 breakfast show, you're just a steward of it, and all this bullshit. And then about 2 minutes later, a cut with ET about the hampers in Liverpool being given out to people that have literally got less than nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought, how are we going to come out of this and then go back to Evans and Grylls on the sofa, two of the most overprivileged, pampered men alive today? But they just didn't. They just went straight into the next feature.
Yeah.
There was no comment at all from Chris Evans or Bear Grylls on what they'd just seen.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. He would have fucking started fishing around
for a badge.
He also scared the shit out of Matt and Alex at this point as well. Did you notice that? When you never own the show. The show exists and you're the steward of it. And then he looked at Alex and Matt and just went, you know, like you with this show.
Oh, yeah. They both power play.
Was that power play?
And she really went, I'm not ready to quit it yet.
No. It was like, oh... Okay, you're really owning them.
Did Evans just touch his tummy and went, yeah, maternity leave. It's coming.
Yeah, he was properly in charge, wasn't he, of that?
Yeah, I found that a really, really uncomfortable show.
It was just, it was bitty, it was weird, it was all dragged out because it had to be an hour.
There was a ghost baby. Always makes things. On balance, it will always make things more uncomfortable. My limited broadcast experience is the moment you get a ghost baby involved, it puts everyone on edge. Not just those in front of camera, but those behind camera as well. And there's just a tension in the room because you don't know if it might turn. They do turn, like, don't they?
The librarian in Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
We've
like
seen
that,
it time and time again.
It 1 minute, then all of a sudden it's screaming and like charging towards you with its jaws wide open. It's baby jaws.
Like Chucky the doll.
Yeah.
The weird bit with Chris Evans and his belt. Another bit of I used to own this.
Where
he said to Matt, you lent me your belt. And then, we didn't know why. They didn't explain it. Mm. And then he said, or maybe it was my belt.
Yeah.
Meaning my stuff's still here.
Yeah. So
my anal glands have sprayed musk on these sofas. Yeah. And they're my sofas.
It was a bit like when a fifth year has left, but then he comes back.
Yeah.
And he's hanging around, he's smoking fags and driving a Cortina. Yeah. And he like just hangs around outside the gates and was like, all right, dickheads. Still going to school, are you? I'm not. I've got a job on a bird and a car.
Still doing the fucking one show then, are you?
Oh, let me guess. What have we just had? Geography, was it? Yeah. With Mr. Perkins. How's that, old fucker?
You just done a VT about badgers. Have you done that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm off to work for Virgin, which is commercial free.
Matt. See Alex, I used to do it with her. Present the show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe I did do it with her.
She was mine before she was yours. Carry on.
Maybe that's how I lost my belt.
Yeah, but Matt Baker hasn't got a cock, has he? No. There is no way that man's got any genitals. That is just smooth all the way around.
That's why he was so good at gymnastics.
Yeah.
Nothing to get in the way.
I was made smooth by the power of prayer.
I prayed my cock away. And the next thing I was district champ at the old on the horse.
Those scouts are safe with me.
I've got a badge somewhere.
Any other business before we bring these proceedings to a close?
Bear Grylls looked completely confused when they ask him about his thoughts on the NHS, because you're looking at him there, some fucking toff who goes to some sort of royal satanic hospital like for any procedure he's ever required, and they go, right, the NHS is great, isn't it? Yeah, I guess. You, Chris Evans, do you like the NHS? Yes, I love the NHS. I've got a badge. And finally, you, Bear Grylls, say something about the NHS. And he looks straight through her like, I've no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what the NHS is.
My dad was a Tory
MP
and I went to Eton.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, all right, whatever. He really, he sort of just, I can't remember what he said, but he blagged something. He had no link to the NHS. He'd never used the NHS. He wasn't sure what it was, but if someone told him, he'd find it deplorable.
Yeah.
And so he just sort of like shrugged and mumbled something.
You know, God bless the NHS.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've been in and out of hospital. You're a fair few times yourself, Bear, as far as you...
I have, and I think, you know, I've definitely learned from travelling around the world, you suddenly realise how lucky we are.
Yeah.
You know, listen, nothing's perfect, but especially in America,
I do so much
of my work, and people go, what, do you have free health service?
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe it. So we've got a lot to be grateful for you.
He probably thinks of being treated for illnesses as a weakness.
Yeah, he probably says I've never had to use the NHS because I treat myself for everything.
I'm self-healing.
Yeah. I just sew myself up like in First Blood.
Speaking of piss, there was an interesting discussion of Mel B's urine.
Bear Grylls had no recollection of whatsoever.
Yeah, and it was a classic thing where the researcher has told Alex and Matt a story of Bear Grylls's, and they tried to drag it out of him, but don't brief him.
Mm. Yeah,
and she said, "Well, tell us about the Mel B." And she actually said, "Tell us your anecdote."
Amazing.
No, tell us your anecdote about Mel B. And he went, "Which? What? What do you mean?
What are you on about?
And, you know, with the jellyfish." And he went, and you could see him sort of go, is this suitable for this time slot? I don't know. You know, because essentially...
Carl, I'm so sure I pissed on Mel B.
it turned out it was the other way around.
Different story, sorry. That was the rap party.
Oh, hang on a minute. We were actually, there was something else. She's got a finger in her ear, Alex Jones. Sorry, no, there was another story, you said. No, she pissed on me, so she pissed on me. Yes, sorry, she pissed on me.
If ever you get to be a guest on the One Show. When they bring that up and they say, tell us your anecdote about whatever it is, you have to just respond, fucked him. That's it. So tell us your anecdote about Clement Ali, fucked him.
All the holes.
Oh, any other business, Andy? No, or are you, I've, are you spent?
It was nice to see Gareth Southgate going headfirst down a rock briefly. clip from a TV show that's going to be on tonight. But again, it was like that thing, you know, Bear Grylls took Gareth Southgate. Bear Grylls took Gareth Southgate out into the wilds and made him crawl forwards down a rock. But it's all that stuff. It's like, I'm a celebrity. Safety's everything. Yeah. And it's just wanky grandstanding, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The partridgeism of, let's take the England manager and make him walk face down a rock. Yeah. At Christmas.
Again, it just only makes you think of the ideas meeting.
Yeah.
And someone who's signing it off. I thought we could do something with Gareth Southgate because he was popular this year. Maybe we get Bear Grylls to make him slide down a rock on his front. Yes. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
What are you still standing here for?
Go get him.
I tell you what I've noticed recently, and this is just a thing, I think it's been obviously a shift in the last year. Nobody famous is making these little videos anymore. Mm. So it used to be, even 6 months ago, you'd have a TV presenter would go out and do one of these things. Now it's just this small little group of people who have been on one series or something on Channel 4 who they've taken into the family. And I really like that. There's no point paying money for someone to host something about Kudos Panto when you can just get a woman who used to be on Gardener's World to go and do it, and she does a perfectly serviceable
job. And
they're
more interesting as well.
Yeah,
so I'd never seen her before, and I thought, that's an interesting person to have on TV.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like the sort of person who usually pops up, but she seems quite a laugh.
The funny thing about the One Show is, apart from the two presenters, the actual people who do all the VTs, they look like normal people that you see around you in your normal life.
That was obviously a big... They obviously had some sort of editorial decision there, because it makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, again, you forget how few people on television are actually like real people.
Does anyone, my last question to you two guys is, who loves The One Show? Is it a show that anyone out there says, my favourite programme is The One Show?
No.
No. No, the closest
no
we had
love for it.
The closest we had was Helen Monks, the actress, last week on who did the podcast. She genuinely has it on in the background while, in her words, chopping onions, and quite likes its warm vibe that it gives out, because she, you know, because it travels around the country and gives you an insight into lives. I think that's
when they first started
to cry.
It. When they first started it, they wanted it to be like Pebble Mill.
Yeah.
And we remember Pebble Mill, and we remember watching Pebble Mill when we were younger and being bored shitless.
Apart from the Paul Shane bit,
occasionally.
You for those that don't know, do explain. Tell us your anecdote.
Say I fucked him. I fucked Paul Shane on Pebble Mill at one in the 80s. I was an adolescent at the time. But
I was in a scout.
It was very much towards the end of that show.
Did he give you a badge?
Yeah. I fucked Heidi fucking high. If you don't know it, just Google Paul Shane on Pebble Mill at one, and it'll be the best thing you've seen probably ever.
Okay, that brings us to the end, I think, for this episode, and indeed this season. We'll be back in 2019, and if you have a moment to review and comment, then please do. But whatever you do, remember this and remember it well. When you look at the television to look at The One Show, The One Show also looks back into you. Goodbye.
GreatBigOwl.com. Hello. Rule of Three is the podcast where funny people talk about funny stuff that they love. And this week, we've got a couple of Christmas specials, which means we've put sort of baubles on it. So we'll be talking about Morecambe and Wise's rating-smashing 1977 Christmas special, and we'll also be talking about A Charlie Brown Christmas. Rule of Three.